Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHER are out to change that. InvestHERCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHERCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHERCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHER, H-E-R, con.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
I always think about how I can continue to focus on one thing at a time, do it well, and get it produced, and then move on, and then see how I can optimize it later. Best Ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to mention Trevor McGregor. Trevor is a real estate results coach. I've been paying him and working with him for years now. He actually is responsible for giving me the idea to do a podcast. So it's not only about transactions that he gives advice on, how to find more deals, how to make more money, but also how to build a holistic plan around your real estate entrepreneurship endeavors. That's what I love about working with Trevor, that and being held accountable for what I say I'm going to do and actually making sure that I follow through and do it. I feel like I'm a pretty results-oriented, accountable kind of person, but it's always nice to have someone who's there guiding you along the way and giving you strategy as well as psychology tips for how to deal with, you know, the things that come up as a real estate entrepreneur. Trevor has made a wonderful offer for the Best Ever listeners, and that is that he's offering a free coaching session. Go to coachwithtrevor.com. That's coachwithtrevor.com. Highly recommend him. I've worked with him before. I'm currently working with him right now as my business, as my real estate investing coach. Highly recommend you do the same. Take him up on his offer. Get a free coaching session. coachwithtrevor.com. Best Ever listeners, happy Friday. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I hope you've had a wonderful week. Today, we're doing Follow Along Friday, and if you listened to Sunday's episode, which I assume you did, it was with Rashad Pleasant, and if you didn't, you gotta listen to that one. He talked about, among other things, how he got connected to some pretty high-up politicians, how he's speaking to Donovan McNabb's dad, how he is pretty soon going to be speaking to Donovan McNabb. And the other thing that we talked about is a two-minute challenge. And the two-minute challenge is to introduce yourself to one person and talk to them for 2 minutes or more every day for this whole week. Now, Sunday is when I was supposed to talk to Rashad. And this coming Sunday, I was supposed to talk to Rashad, and we were going to recap the things that we learned from the two-minute challenge. Well, he's got some stuff going on his end, and we're not able to record the episode for a little while. So what I thought I'd do is I'd give you an update for what I've learned up until this point from this two-minute challenge, because I've been doing it. Now, I probably expanded the guidelines of the two-minute challenge so that I could meet people who I haven't had long conversations with or I haven't met in person before, in addition to talking to people for 2 minutes who I come across but I haven't yet had a conversation with. So here's what I've learned. Sunday was Valentine's Day. Colleen and I, my girlfriend and I, went to, of all places, Target for Valentine's Day during the day. She had to go pick up some stuff, so that's what we did. We went to a nice dinner later, but went to Target during the day. Normally, I would kind of stay back home and do some work, but I knew that I had to get myself out there and do this two-minute challenge and go introduce myself to a stranger and try and learn something. So I went with her to Target, and I was trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to approach this? I ended up going to the electronics section of Target. I talked to a very nice woman named Priscilla, and Priscilla told me all about 4K TVs. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's kind of weak for you to go to someone who's paid to talk to you. And I completely agree. That was weak sauce, but that's what I did Sunday. I'm being very transparent with you. Mentally, I kind of half checked the box, but nonetheless, I talked to Priscilla for over 2 minutes about 4K TVs, how she has a Vizio, how something for sale was a really good deal, et cetera, et cetera. I learned more stuff, more insightful things of the following day. So hold on a second if you're like, oh my God. I also met randomly, I came across a teacher who teaches a class at a underserved high school here in Cincinnati. And I know him through volunteering for Junior Achievement. I also volunteered to teach this class. And that was quite a coincidence that I ran into him. So I also talked to him and learned more about what he was doing and, you know, just kind of some miscellaneous small talk stuff. But Monday, so I'm going to skip past Sunday because I talked to Priscilla and I talked to this teacher and didn't really get a insightful lesson from that experience other than I needed to push myself a little bit more. So I work out Monday, Wednesday, Friday with a trainer in the morning, and my trainer on Monday is Caleb. And Caleb is a quarterback's coach for a college, a Division III school, Mount St. Joe's in Cincinnati. So he's a Division III quarterback's coach, and he was talking to me about the recruiting process that he is doing. And if you don't know the Division III dynamic with college football, even if you're not a college football fan, this is interesting. And this, I'm going to apply it to real estate and what we're doing. Division III football players do not receive scholarships like Division I and II football players receive scholarships. Division III football players receive financial aid, but it usually doesn't cover the full cost of what it takes to actually attend the school. And on top of that, a lot of these schools are private schools, so it costs a whole lot of money to attend the private school. Long story short, it's tough to recruit at Division III schools because you don't have a full scholarship offer that you can give a recruit. So the challenge that a Division III football coach has is great. And it's really interesting to hear this because, you know, we can think about this in any number of ways, but, you know, with real estate, if we're up against certain things, we've got a big challenge. So how are we going to go overcome it? And here's how he overcomes his challenge. And this is what I learned during my 2+ minute. I mean, it was actually, we were talking probably like 15 minutes throughout the workout. And I learned this from him. He said what he does is he focuses on one recruit at a time. You know, remember the Jay Papasan, Gary Keller book, One Thing? This came to mind as soon as he said that. He focuses on one recruit at a time. And through that focus, he was able to get a tight end last year who ended up being All-American, and it was like he's like the top player for the team from what I can tell. And it was done by focusing on one recruit at a time. And whenever I think about this story, you know, since I'm a real estate investor and an entrepreneur, I always think about how I can continue to focus on one thing at a time, do it well, and get it produced, and then move on, and then see how I can optimize it later. That's the kind of the takeaway that I've got from this and my conversation with Caleb. Tuesday, I met with an investor here in Cincinnati, and the takeaway from that meeting is you never know where a meeting will take you. Not literally, but metaphorically speaking, you never know where a meeting will lead or what direction it will go. Because what happened in the Tuesday meeting, I met with this local investor. Well, not only did we talk about the deal that I've got in Houston, but he also was really interested in the deals that I've done already and investing in future deals. He also told me about a broker who is in California, knows a lot of high net worth individuals, and he introduced me to this broker, and we're having a conversation next week. He also told me about something very interesting in Cincinnati. This is Cincinnati specific, but the lesson applies for any market. How Cincinnati is proposing, or citizens of Cincinnati are proposing, a bypass around the eastern part of Cincinnati, like, you know, a half circle around the eastern part of it. And that bypass would dramatically increase the value of real estate on the eastern side where the bypass will be located if the proposal goes through. Now, I haven't done too much research in how far along the proposal is. I know it has not been passed yet. Looking at where the bypass would be, that's something that could be very valuable, especially as I'm looking to grow in Cincinnati or as you're looking to grow in Cincinnati. That's something that I did not expect happening, any number of those things. I was just expecting to have a wonderful conversation and just get to know this investor and then see, you know, how we could help each other out. I had no idea I would be flooded with, you know, tons of really wonderful opportunities and information, as well as just learning more about his investing and the different types of deals that he does. He does commercial real estate, and not necessarily apartments, but the, you know, type of strip centers and mixed use and things like that. Just fascinating stuff. I just really love the conversation. Looking forward to staying in touch with him. Never met him in person. Spoken to him over the phone, but never met him in person. Just wonderful stuff. That's what happens when you put yourself out there and you reach out to people and you continue to, you know, just see what you can do to help them out and, you know, build relationships. It's a long game, but it's the right way to play the game versus short transactional type of approach. Wednesday, I actually met up with someone else. So the 2-minute conversation was actually about an hour and 30 minute lunch. It was someone I'd never had lunch before. He is on the board with me for Junior Achievement here in Cincinnati. He's a real estate investor, and his main expertise is in construction management. He's with a large firm here in Cincinnati. In addition to the Junior Achievement connection, he used to do a morning meetup where they would do a brainstorm every morning, and they'd have a speaker talk about like a certain topic, then they'd brainstorm the topic and then come up with, you know, different solutions, and as well as just overall personal development for the morning. I thought that was really cool. And he mentioned something that really resonated with me. He said that the meetup was in the morning every month because it allows kind of middle to high-end executives to actually attend versus if it was after work or, you know, during lunch or something, because that's whenever the executives have a hard time attending those types of meetings. So what I'm going to do as well is have some sort of morning meetup here in Cincinnati and have that on a monthly basis and see how that goes, in addition to my other monthly meetup that I have in the evening once a month. So all sorts of different insights from this exercise. And by the way, if you're wondering about Thursday and Friday, well, I'm actually going to Tennessee with Colleen, my girlfriend, Thursday and Friday of this week. Today is Wednesday when I'm recording it, but I know it's being released on Friday. So I had to cut the, you know, 2-minute thing short because that's all the 2-minute exercise people that I did. But it was incredibly helpful and just a wonderful exercise. Highly recommend continuing to do it. Close it out. I know it's Friday right now for you, so do it Saturday, do it Sunday, and then let me know how it goes. Tweet me at Joe Fairless or email me info@joefairless.com. And a couple other items. If you haven't done a 5-star review, would really appreciate if you do one in iTunes. Got a lot of reviews from the best ever listeners. And if you haven't had a chance to do it yet, please do so. Trying to get to 300 by the end of the month. The latest one is from Eric Mary FL. So Eric Mary, Florida, I assume. And it says, I always listen to Joe's podcast before any other. Consistent, great content. Can't believe he does one every day. Well, thank you, Eric Mary, Florida. I can't believe I do one every day either, but man, is it the best, second best business decision I've ever made. The first best is learning how to raise money and buy apartment communities. Lastly, if you are not receiving the weekly newsletter where I recap the lessons that I've learned from this week's podcast, then go get that newsletter. All you have to do is text the number 38470 and write the word best, B-E-S-T, best ever, right? So write the word best, text 38470 and text the word best, B-E-S-T. It'll ask you for your email address. You'll put it in. You'll then get the weekly email recapping the lessons I've learned from these episodes, as well as a guide with different resources. There's like 30 of different resources for apartment investing, from websites that I use to books that I like and podcasts I recommend. Have a best ever weekend, and I will talk to you tomorrow. One challenge you might be coming across in your real estate endeavors is finding the funding for your deals. And if so, then there's a creative funding workshop in Nashville, Tennessee, March 4th and 5th, hosted by not one, but two previous best ever guests, Sharon Vornholt and Bill Walston. You can check out more information at LouisvilleGalsRealEstateBlog.com/creative finance. That's LouisvilleGalsRealEstateBlog.com/creative finance. Did you achieve all your real estate goals in 2015? Well, if you did, congratulations. Fist bump to you. If you didn't, then go to CoachWithTrevor.com. Trevor McGregor is my business coach, my real estate coach. He's also been a guest on the show, episode 320. He is offering a free coaching session for the best ever listeners. Just go to CoachWithTrevor.com and it'll help you to achieve your real estate goals in 2016.